Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be previewing the quarterfinals of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs. In this podcast, I preview the matchups in the quarterfinals of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs. Eastern Conference matchups. The first matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the Florida Panthers and Washington Capitals. Key players in the matchup for Florida: Alexander Barkov, Jonathan Huberdeau, Claude Giroux, Sam Reinhart, Anthony Duclair, Sam Bennett, Carter Verhaeghe, Anton Lundell, Mason Marchment, Aaron Ekblad, Mackenzie Weegar, Ben Sherratt, and Gustav Forsling. For Washington: Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Nicholas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson, Anthony Mantha, Lars Eller, John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov, and Justin Schultz. The X factors in this series for Florida: Patrick Hornquist, and for Washington, the Johan Larson, Nick Dowd, and Garnet Hathaway line. For Florida, Sergei Bobrovsky, and for Washington, Vitek Vanecek and Ilya Samsonov. The Florida Panthers and Washington Capitals faced each other three times in the regular season, with the Panthers winning two out of the three games. Florida outscored Washington 13-12 in the regular season series, with every game in this series being a high-scoring affair. This is the first ever matchup between the two teams in the playoffs, so there is no real bad blood between the two teams yet. The two teams are mirror images of each other, as they have the same strengths and weaknesses. But the difference is, Washington has way more playoff experience on their roster, which could give them a slight advantage in this series. Florida has a high-powered offense and get offensive production from all four lines, but they aren't really that great defensively and have to rely on their goalies to bail them out most of the time. Sergei Bobrovsky has yet to prove that he's a great postseason goalie, and that could be something that holds Florida back from going far in the postseason. Washington has a high-powered offense as well, and get balanced scoring from everyone in their lineup. The defense can sometimes be a bit lackluster, and that is a major problem, especially playing a team like the Florida Panthers. Goaltending has and will be a major problem for Washington. They will need one of their goalies to step up and play well in net. Washington Capitals win if they get scoring from all four lines, play great defense, and get reliable goaltending. My prediction is that the Florida Panthers win the series 4-3. The second matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the Carolina Hurricanes and Boston Bruins. Key players in the series for Carolina: Sebastian Aho, Andrei Svechnikov, Teuvo Teravainen, Vincent Trocheck, Jordan Staal, Nino Niederreiter, Seth Jarvis, Martin Natchez, Jacob Slavin, Tony D'Angelo, Brett Pesce, and Brady Shea. For Boston: Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, Taylor Hall, Charlie Coyle, Jake DeBrusk, Craig Smith, Charlie McAvoy, Hampus Lindholm, Matt Grizzlick, and Brandon Carlo. The X factors in the series for Carolina: Max Domi, and for Boston: Nick Foligno. The goalie matchup in this series for Carolina: Antti Raanta, and for Boston: Linus Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman. The Carolina Hurricanes and Boston Bruins faced each other three times in the regular season, with the Hurricanes winning all three games. Carolina outscored Boston 16-1 in the regular season, and the Bruins were even shut out twice in the season series. The two teams have faced each other 35 times in the playoffs, with the Bruins winning 23 of the playoff series. Even though Carolina has dominated the season series, Boston will face Carolina at the perfect time, with Frederik Andersen rumored to miss the first round of the playoffs. Although Carolina will not have Frederik Andersen in the first round, they will still have Antti Raanta, who is a solid goalie, given the defense that Carolina plays in front of him. With the way the Hurricanes have dominated the Bruins in the season series, it ultimately might not even matter who's in goal for them, because they have dominated the control of the puck and over the neutral zone, making it tough for Boston to generate any offensive opportunities. The Boston Bruins have been in a bit of a funk recently, and they struggle to get secondary scoring, which is a major issue heading into the playoffs. Boston always manages to keep games competitive, but not against Carolina, as they have been blown out a few times in the season series. Linus Ullmark should start game one of the series. I expect Jeremy Swayman to get some action at some point in the series as well. Boston has their work cut out for them because they are facing a well-coached team that's very well-structured that also does not make many mistakes. Carolina Hurricanes win if they get scoring from all four lines, play good defense, and get good goaltending. Boston Bruins win if they get secondary scoring, play tight defense, and get stellar goaltending. My prediction is that the Carolina Hurricanes win the series 4-1. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The third matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Tampa Bay Lightning. Key players in this matchup for Toronto: Auston Matthews, Mitch Marner, John Tavares, William Nylander, Michael Bunting, Alexander Kerfoot, Ilya Mikheyev, Morgan Rielly, Jake Muzzin, Mark Giordano, and TJ Brody. For Tampa Bay, Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, Braden Point, Andre Palat, Alex Killorn, Anthony Cirelli, Ross Colton, Victor Hedman, Ryan McDonough, Mikhail Sergachev, and Eric Cernak. The X factors in this series for Toronto: Pierre Engvall, and for Tampa Bay, Nick Paul and Brandon Hagel. The goalie matchup in this series is Jack Campbell for Toronto against Andrei Vasilevskiy for Tampa Bay. The Toronto Maple Leafs and Tampa Bay Lightning faced each other 4 times in the regular season, with both teams winning 2 games apiece. Tampa Bay outscored the Maple Leafs 16-12 in the regular season series and averaged 4 goals a game against Toronto. This is their first ever postseason matchup, so there is no real bad blood between the two teams yet. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the defending Stanley Cup champions for a reason, and are coincidentally starting to heat up at the right moment. So that is not good news for Toronto, who have got bounced in the first round of the playoffs way too often. Toronto is pretty top heavy, with the 3 superstars who do the bulk of their scoring. If they want to get past Tampa, they will need scoring from their supporting cast, and they will need to play great defense. Goaltending has been the Achilles heel of the team in past years. Jack Campbell needs to stand on his head if they want to win this series. The Lightning have 5 legit superstars in their lineup, along with a great supporting cast. More importantly, they have a lot of players on their team with Stanley Cup pedigree, which gives them a huge advantage in this series. Andrei Vasilevskiy is the difference in this series, as he has proven that he can carry a team to the Stanley Cup, while Campbell hasn't. Toronto wins if their superstars dominate the series and they get stellar goaltending from Jack Campbell. Tampa Bay wins if their superstars dominate the series and they get great goaltending from Andrei Vasilevskiy. My prediction is that the Tampa Bay Lightning win the series 4-2. The 4th matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the New York Rangers and Pittsburgh Penguins. Key players in this matchup for the New York Rangers are Timmy Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider, Ryan Strome, Andrew Kopp, Frank Vetrano, Alexi Lafreniere, Kaapo Kakko, Adam Fox, Jacob Trouba, Keandre Miller, and Ryan Lindgren. For Pittsburgh, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Jake Guentzel, Brian Rust, Rickard Rakell, Jason Zucker, Jeff Carter, Chris Letang, Brian Dumoulin, Mike Matheson, and John Marino. The X factors in this series for the Rangers: Filip Hedl, for Pittsburgh, Evan Rodriguez, and Danton Heinen. The goalie matchup in this series: Tristan Jarry for Pittsburgh against Igor Shesterkin for the Rangers. The New York Rangers and Pittsburgh Penguins faced each other 4 times in the regular season, with the Rangers winning 3 of the 4 matchups. The Rangers outscored the Penguins 11-4 in the regular season and pretty much dominated the series, and Pittsburgh struggled to generate any type of offense. The two teams have a lot of history in the playoffs. They have faced each other 37 times in the playoffs, with Pittsburgh winning 24 of those playoff series. Even though the New York Rangers have dominated the season series, the experience the Pittsburgh Penguins have on the roster could pose a serious threat to the Rangers because they have some very young players in their lineup. The Rangers not only have 5 superstars on their team, but they also have a very deep team that definitely will help them out in the playoffs. Although the Rangers are a very talented and well-coached team, they are also a young team that lack playoff experience, which could hold them back in a series against the veteran Pittsburgh Penguins team. Igor Shesterkin has been a Vezina Trophy caliber goalie this season, and he will have to be that in the playoffs for the Rangers to beat the Penguins. Pittsburgh still has Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang, 3 of the core players who are major parts of all 3 championship teams. Jeff Carter playing on the 3rd line is a huge X factor in the playoffs, given his pedigree and playoff experience. If there is a weakness of this Penguins team, it's their defense and depth scoring, which could get exposed in a series against a team like the Rangers. Tristan Jarry has been great this season, but he has had some bad performances in the playoffs, so he will have to prove doubters wrong. New York Rangers win if they get scoring from all 4 lines and get great goaltending from Igor Shesterkin. Pittsburgh Penguins win if Crosby and Malkin dominate and they get great goaltending from Tristan Jarry. My prediction is that the New York Rangers win the series 4-2. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. Western Conference Matchups. The first matchup in the Western Conference is between the Colorado Avalanche and Dallas Stars. Key players in this series for Colorado: Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Gabriel Landeskog, Nazem Kadri, Andrei Burakovsky, Arturi Lehkonen, Valeri Nichushkin, Cale Makar, Devon Toews, Sam Girard, and Josh Manson. For Dallas, Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson, Joel Pavelski, Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, Dennis Gurianov, Miro Heiskanen, John Klingberg, Issa Lindell, and Ryan Suter. The X factors in this series for Colorado: Alex Newhook, and for Dallas, Alex Radulov. The goalie matchup in this series is Darcy Kemper for Colorado against Jake Oettinger for Dallas. The Colorado Avalanche and Dallas Stars faced each other 4 times in the regular season, with both teams winning 4 games apiece. Colorado outscored Dallas 10-9 in the regular season, with each of the games being pretty competitive. Colorado and Dallas have a lot of history in the playoffs. They have faced each other 32 times in the playoffs, with Colorado winning 18 of those playoff series. Even though Colorado is the clear favorite on paper, Dallas for some reason always finds a way to give Colorado some trouble. So this may be a more interesting series than most people think. Colorado will be on a mission this year to win the Stanley Cup, and are favorites to achieve this feat. They have a high-powered offense and defensemen who are active and can also chip in offensively. Darcy Kemper was good in net in the regular season, but he has not proven himself yet in the playoffs, so that is the one area of concern for the Avs in the playoffs. Dallas is the most confusing team in the NHL. They can struggle to beat teams like Arizona and Seattle, but then they can beat Colorado. The Stars can roll all 4 lines, and they have a good top 4. Perhaps what will help them out the most is that they have an up-and-coming stud goalie in Jake Oettinger. Despite all the positives on this team, there are also many weaknesses that might cost them the series against the best team in the Western Conference. Colorado wins if the Avalanche get balanced scoring from their top 9, play good defense, and get good goaltending. Dallas wins if the Stars get consistent scoring from all 4 lines, play great defense, and Jake Oettinger stands on his head. My prediction is that the Colorado Avalanche win the series 4-2. The second matchup in the Western Conference is between the Calgary Flames and Nashville Predators. Key players in this matchup for Calgary: Johnny Gaudreau, Matthew Tkachuk, Elias Lindholm, Tyler Toffoli, Blake Coleman, Andrew Mangiapane, Mikael Backlund, Noah Hanifin, Rasmus Andersson, and Chris Tanev. For Nashville: Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene, Ryan Johansson, Mikael Granlund, Luke Kunin, Colton Sissons, Tanner Janot, Roman Josi, Matthias Ekholm, Dante Fabro, and Alexander Carrier. The X factors in this series for Calgary: Kalle Järnkrok and Dylan Dubé. For Nashville: Philip Tomasino. The goalie matchup in this series is Jacob Markstrom for Calgary and Juuse Saros for Nashville. The Calgary Flames faced the Nashville Predators 3 times this season, with Nashville winning 2 out of the 3 games. The one game that Calgary did manage to win was the game that Juuse Saros left due to injury. In the season series, Nashville outscored Calgary 10-9 and outplayed them most of the series. Calgary has been very disappointing in the playoffs in the past few seasons, while Nashville has been notorious for upsetting top seeds in the playoffs. This is a dangerous matchup for Calgary because Nashville seems to do well when playing against top seeds. This will be a big series for the stars of the Calgary Flames, such as Johnny Gaudreau, Elias Lindholm, and Matthew Tkachuk. But fortunately for them, they have a much stronger supporting cast this season, which should help them in the playoffs. Jacob Markstrom has been stellar in net all season long. He needs to be a rock in net in order for Calgary to make it past Nashville. Nashville is a really good team on paper and don't really have many weaknesses in their lineup. The issue with Nashville is their inconsistent goal scoring, as they have many streaky scorers in their lineup. Juuse Saros has been stellar in net for Nashville all season long, but his availability is in question, so that could be the thing that ultimately swings this whole series around if he's not available to play. Calgary wins if Johnny Gaudreau is Johnny Gaudreau and they get balanced scoring throughout their lineup. Nashville wins if they get scoring from all 4 lines, the defense chips in offensively, and Juuse Saros is great in net. My prediction is that Nashville wins the series 4-2. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Also, check out my YouTube channel, Lucas Aoyang. The third matchup in the Western Conference is between the Minnesota Wild and St. Louis Blues. Key players in this matchup for Minnesota: Kirill Kaprizov, Matt Zuccarello, Kevin Fiala, Matt Boldy, Joel Eriksson-Ek, Ryan Hartman, Marcus Foligno, Jared Spurgeon, Jonas Brodin, Matt Dumba, and Alex Goligoski. For St. Louis, Ryan O'Reilly, Vladimir Tarasenko, Robert Thomas, Pavel Buchnevich, Brandon Saad, David Perron, Braden Shen, Jordan Kyrou, Colton Parenko, Justin Falk, Torrey Krug, and Nick Leddy. The X Factors for Minnesota, Frederick Goudreau, and for St. Louis, Ivan Barbashev. The goalie matchup in this series, for Minnesota, Marc-Andre Fleury, and for St. Louis, Jordan Binnington. Minnesota Wild may not have the big flashy names in their lineup, but they have a real solid team led by superstar Kirill Kaprizov and backstopped by future Hall of Famer Marc-Andre Fleury. The thing that will hold the Wild back in this series is their lack of depth at the center position, and that is ironically one of the strengths of the St. Louis Blues. The defense is solid, but it is somewhat of a makeshift defense, and that just will not cut it in the playoffs. St. Louis has the better overall team on paper. They have four strong offensive lines and three solid D pairs. They also have more playoff experience in their lineup, so that should help them out in the playoffs. The one weakness they do have is goaltending, and that has been the issue all season long for them. Minnesota wins if the Wild get scoring throughout their lineup, play good defense, and Marc-Andre Fleury is stellar in net. St. Louis wins if the Blues get scoring from all four lines, get production from their defense, and get reliable goaltending. My prediction is that the St. Louis Blues win the series 4-3. The fourth matchup in the Western Conference is between the Edmonton Oilers and LA Kings. Key players in this series for Edmonton, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Zach Hyman, Evander Kane, Kyler Yamamoto, Jesse Puljujarvi, Darnell Nurse, Duncan Keith, Evan Bouchard, Tyson Barrie, and Cody Ceci. For LA, Anze Kopitar, Philip Deneau, Victor Arvidsson, Dustin Brown, Adrian Kempe, Alex Iafallo, Trevor Moore, Arthur Kaliev, Alex Edler, Olli Maatta, Matt Roy, and Jordan Spence. X factors in this series for Edmonton, Ryan McLeod and Warren Fogle. For LA, Quentin Byfield and Rasmus Kupari. The goalie matchup is Mike Smith for Edmonton versus Jonathan Quick for LA. The Edmonton Oilers have faced the LA Kings four times this season, with the Edmonton Oilers winning three out of the four games and outscoring the Kings 13-12. Both teams won a game that resulted in a blowout, and the other two matchups went down to the wire, with the Oilers hanging on by a thread in each of the games. These two teams have a lot of history. They have faced each other 36 times in the playoffs, with the Oilers winning 24 of those playoff series. On paper, this matchup clearly favors the Edmonton Oilers, as they not only have the best players, but the LA Kings will also be at the severe disadvantage of playing without superstar defenseman Drew Doughty. Despite this, this series will be no cakewalk for the Oilers, as the Kings have a couple players with Stanley Cup pedigree. This is going to be an important series for the Edmonton Oilers, because they cannot get bounced in the first round of the playoffs again. It is criminal to have two of the top five players in the NHL and not be able to make it past the first round due to the lack of secondary scoring and having weak defense and goaltending. We already know what McDavid and Draisaitl bring, but if the Oilers want to win this series, other players will need to step up. Goaltending is the biggest concern for the Oilers in the playoffs. They will need Mike Smith to play like he did in the stretch run if they are to make a deep run. Besides having the major issue of playing without Drew Doughty, the Kings are a very young team that has tons of inexperienced players in their lineup. Jonathan Quick has been a Conn Smythe winner in the past, and every now and then, he can turn back the clock and put on a vintage performance. If that happens, LA has a good chance. If not, they don't have much a chance. Edmonton wins if McDavid and Draisaitl dominate, and they get great goaltending from Mike Smith. LA wins if they get scoring from their young players, and Jonathan Quick stands on his head. My prediction is that the Edmonton Oilers win the series 4-1. In my next podcast, I update you on the quarterfinals of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs.